What's up, and welcome to With Their Forces Combined, a tabletop RPG podcast, where we explore the star system of Gisnep Space Corp. You're listening to...
With Their Forces Combined!
With Corey Gray as your GM.
And Alex Kerkatsanis as Dr. Fox.
Andrew Kerkatsanis playing Hack Bogard.
Tori Ellis as Captain Audacity Grimm.
And Tom Rideout as Stanislav Tereshkov.
Now, where in the space heck was I? Oh, that's right, I was telling you what happened. Last week, our crew came into a little bit of spending money. Some cashola. Some extra credits. And what do you know, they decided to give your old friend Dave some business. That's right. They called me crazy for setting up shop right next to an asteroid field. But the real crazy ones are the people that actually go in there. Like my good friend Jerome Gride. You know, he did always say his middle name was Lunatic. And you know what? I believe him. All's I know is his butt sure is lucky that this fine crew came into my shop when they did. And you know, with a man of the Lord on board the St. Calico too, surely nothing can go wrong.
Alright, so you guys leave Dave Gurk's general store and ship repair, and you head out into the wilderness, where you come across your first series of asteroids. Stas, if you want to give me a shooting roll.
Yeah, sure. All right.
So sorry, you guys did end up going with the heavy armor and the tow cable, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Cool.
And I rolled a 6 for that roll.
And does piloting affect that in any capacity?
Not in this case, because he...
Okay.
Because you see your defense turret power on and fire a laser at this first group and knock all of them out of your path.
And I say under my breath, I assume that no one else is in the cockpit. Well, maybe the captain would be, but I assume I'm in like my own little space and we're just talking over comms.
Yeah, I think Audacity's like leaning over your shoulder, but not being useful at all.
So I would just turn off the comms and say, God damn, he was fucking right about the fucking defensive turret, that son of a fuck. Yeah.
Audacity's doing the same thing, like, goddamn son of
a... But as those asteroids kind of move out of your way, they reveal two short-range fighters turn around, seeing the commotion behind them, and shoot at you. What are you guys doing?
What did they shoot? Torpedoes or...
No, these are just short-range fighters. They don't have, like, torpedo capabilities. They're just, like, small, like, single-person vessels. They would just be shooting, like, regular... They're turrets. They're basically military-grade turrets at you.
In that case, I'm just going to shoot at one of them if they're small, actually. Try to fuck with them.
Sure, give me a shooting roll.
Can't we literally not do that? Unless he's using a rifle, I guess.
No, like literally, like defensive turrets. There's no reason we can't shoot them at other things. They're just not designed for.
Well, it just says literally they are useful for deflecting asteroids. Are only useful for deflecting asteroids and torpedoes.
Yeah, but like only useful doesn't mean that the guy's not going to get shot at and potentially reevaluate the situation.
Yeah, I would also imagine a fighter is smaller than an asteroid.
Because yeah, like he's describing a fighter. If it was like a big ship, then yeah, like I wouldn't
I'm
even
only
bother,
say but. It says only useful. That's all. I'll let Corey make the judgment call.
Let's see what your shooting roll gives us.
Just a 5.
So on a 5, you see one of them gets deflected off of its path, but since like there is a pilot inside of it, so he quickly repositions himself. Although it does take a moment, the other one is going to shoot at you, and it will use 1 point of your heavy armor. But you see the two ships kind of circle around to try and like make another pass at you guys, basically. So they fly towards you, they shoot at you. One of them sort of gets deflected. They go past you and circle around.
Is there a way that I can, like, because we've established that I'm leaning over Hack's shoulder that I can sort of like clap him on the back and give him a help action to evade this? Or would I have to do something more substantial for that in this system?
I think just like some sort of instruction would work as like a help action.
Okay, cool. I bark
sure,
out
it's
a
not
bunch
a deterrent?
of
well, it depends on what Hack wants to do, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I bark out a bunch of names of maneuvers. Just tennis duck left, floop right, gone. Just saying words.
Did you say floop right?
Yeah, are you sure, Captain?
Yeah.
You want to go with the legendary floop right?
That floop right gone. Yep. Get him. You can do
That's
this.
That's got to be like Hack. One of our standard maneuvers.
Yeah.
All right, so are you going with the floop right maneuver?
Hell yeah, I am.
All right, Hack, if you want to give me a helped piloting roll.
And helped just means double dice.
Extra d6.
Oh, even though I've got a d10?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But it's the higher of the two. It's not added.
Well, my d6, I got a 6. And my d10, I got a 4.
Nice.
All right, so you flawlessly perform the floop right maneuver.
It's a classic.
There's a rather large asteroid on the right of this sort of roadway that you're creating. So you floop over the top of that and sort of adhere to the back of it on the opposite side of where these fighters are. And if you sit there for a moment, you will see them fly over top of where you are.
I'll get back on the comms and say, God damn it, Staz, deflect those asteroids towards those!
I thought we should do warning shot first, so maybe they identify themselves, we identify them, instead of shooting on sight.
They shot on sight?
I fired warning shots after they fired. Agreed, but we have not even tried to make communication.
Audacity rolls her eyes and then slams on, like, whatever button would it establish communications with them. Is that a thing? Can I do that?
Establishes communications with the fighters, you mean?
Yeah, just to, like, send a message.
You could do that, but it would give away your position to them.
Hmm. No, I think if we've already evaded, we should get him in a bad position before we try to establish communications.
Oh, I misunderstood then. They came up over, but they haven't seen us, is what you're saying.
That's how it seems.
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize they didn't know where we were. So, yeah, I think like leaning into Hack's comms, Audacity yells like, "We'll shoot first. We'll introduce ourselves later."
All right, if you say so. And then I will shoot at an asteroid to try to deflect it into one of them. When the timing's right, obviously.
Of course.
I'm trying to see if there's like another, like, I don't know, like, it seems like a dexterity based thing. But maybe it is a shooting.
Isn't it just like shooting dexterity then?
I guess kind of, yeah. Give me a shooting roll.
Ha, that one's a 2 though.
Okay, you hit one of the asteroids and it kind of deflects the others in a way that makes your position a little bit more exposed. And I will remind you that you guys do have eavesdropper.
How do we control the eavesdropper, I guess?
It's just another like comm system that you have. So the audio in your communications devices, you would just need to switch that to eavesdropper. Okay. And you would have to put on like a headset at the eavesdropper station, I would think, because
makes sense.
Otherwise, mm-hmm. You could just be.
It'd be really annoying otherwise, yeah. If we're just everyone on the ship is forced to listen to whatever we're picking up.
Okay, so, but that is in the, in the cockpit?
It's in the bridge, yeah.
In the bridge? Yeah, that's the word I keep looking for and keep saying cockpit. Yeah, no, I'd ask Captain to do that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I think as soon as Audacity remembers that she has an eavesdropper,
God damn it, Captain.
Look,
this is your fault and no one else's fault.
spent a lot of money on that eavesdropper and promptly forgot about it. Yeah.
I just thought
it was a little strange. If only we had not listening in on it all.
If only we had an extra upgrade slot, then we could get a second.
I know.
Oh man. Also, like, the hilarity of, like, us doing things and, like, you're, instead of being on the eavesdropper, you're standing over my shoulder and, like, tossing a grenade.
It's very in character.
Well, it ended up helping you, right?
I know, I love it. I love it.
Okay, so yeah, like, as we're talking about this over the comms, like, again, Audacity not on her own comms, just, listening in on Hacks, remembers the eavesdropper, hits the back of Hacks' chair, and then runs to the bridge, and slams on the helmet, or whatever, the headset.
All right, so you pick up the end of, like, I was gonna say radio transmission, but they probably have something a little bit more advanced. A tachyon burst communication. Well, we might have lost that one, but we'll get the next one. I sound exactly like Dave Girk. Hang on a moment, I need to clear my throat. we lost that one, but don't worry, man. We'll get the next one. And as you sit on this asteroid for a moment, it sort of spins around, and as it does, it reveals in the distance this steel gray privateer vessel. No lights and nothing coming in through the eavesdropper on that one.
When you say steel gray, I'm picturing, like, cleaner than ours, no billboards on the sides. Like what we are, but, like, more intimidating. Is that the right feel?
It looks like it's a newer ship for sure, but similar in size and I guess assumedly similar in value to your ship, like the same sort of, or the same amount of equipment, I should say, and spaces.
But who would shoot at a ship that has a huge advertisement on the side? I assume, Captain, that you share what you've overheard on the eavesdropper?
Yeah. I think for the sake of convenience, we're going to say that Audacity is a very, like, stream of consciousness talker that sort of thinks out loud, sort of tapping, I think sort of tapping her comms buttons so that you get the gist, but it's like she's fidgeting with the comms button as she's talking. Yeah.
I would turn off the comm and say, God damn it, I think that Staz was right again, fucking guy. It seems like they think we're one of those guys. Maybe we ought to contact them.
So you said turn off the comms. Was that something that I could hear?
Yeah, sorry. I was speaking to you because you're in the bridge with me. I turned off the comms so that Staz didn't hear me say that.
Okay.
Yeah, and if anything, like, Staz not knowing what's going on is just like, hello, waiting for orders. What is plan?
turning down the volume so that it's just like Staz's voice quietly in my ear.
When Dr. Fox hears that there's a ship there, he would go towards the bridge.
Cool.
And be like, well, we should probably check out that ship, though.
Yeah, we should. We have to get a lay of the land here. So, okay, Hack, you're saying we should establish communications with the ships that were shooting at us? That's what you're saying?
That's what I was suggesting, yes.
And Dr. Fox, you're saying we should establish communications with the ship that, the scary ship over there that's not shooting at it.
Emphasis on scary.
Well, if it were up to me, and of course it's not, Captain, but
mm-hmm.
I might hop to a nearby asteroid, and then we could try and hide from those two little shit fighters, and then I wouldn't even establish comms with the ship. I think we just do an old-fashioned... I was trying to come up with an expression, and then my mind went blank. We do an old-fashioned prairie dog, and just get in the ship and see what's up when we get in there.
Get in and then get out, and then in and then out again. I got you.
No, I didn't like the hiding part, but I do like the prairie dog part.
I do not know about this dog of prairie. I worry that this is... Why don't we call them and then hide if they shoot? best of both worlds.
It'll be pretty hard to, I don't know. We can't hear what's going on inside that ship, so I think stealing from them might be ill-advised.
Plus, they are much scarier than us, so hopefully fighters are worried about scary ship as well.
No, let's be clear. That's a scary ship, but we are the Saint Calico too. We are the most fearsome ship in the
world.
Oh
yes, Cam. Oh yes, Cam.
Yes, but they don't know we are scary. We are scary, obviously, but they do not know how skilled we are.
Yeah. We just have to make it known. Question: Do we have any indication that the scary ship is not in league with the fighter ships? Was that an assumption, or was that a definite?
No. That's an assumption. Hack is thinking that the fighter ships were shooting at us because they thought we were with the other ship that looks like exactly our ship.
Yes, I think Hack is right. This makes sense to me too.
To be clear, the other ship just looks like a similar class to your ship. There's not okay. like. A whole lot of visual similarity, but like the class gotcha. Of ship is.
That's interesting that you guys both went there. I just assumed that this was the last target of those two little shit fighter ships.
And I assumed that these were the fighter ships were like the lackeys of the bigger ship.
The fighter ships looked like military ships, right? That's what you said, Corey.
They have military grade turrets on them, but they were like unmarked. They didn't have gotcha. Like a military.
So they could be like mercenaries.
Yeah, right. Okay. Or
pirates or like.
So yeah. Now officially Hack doesn't trust anyone. More and more on board with Dr. Fox's bad plan.
I like the bad plan because like from a meta perspective, sorry, it's a good plan.
I like the bad plan because it's a good plan.
Honestly, like
it's not a bad plan though. I actually don't think it's a bad plan.
From a meta perspective, I didn't even care
because I was too busy thinking about if there was a spinoff, it would be called Dr. Fox's Bad Plan. If there was a Dr. Fox spinoff.
It's just like from a meta perspective, if we can get on a ship, then I feel like the doctor will have more to do and like we can, well, it'll be if we can prairie dog it up, we can expand our circle of influence, you know.
Do we have some sort of cloaking device on
question.
Our main ship?
I have a question for pilot.
Yeah.
Is big ship look like it is moving or just orbiting?
I look.
I don't think you need to make a roll for this. It basically looks stationary in relation to all the asteroids that are around.
Orbiting?
What if it is orbiting with asteroids, what if we keep ship hidden on asteroid, we calculate trajectory of ship with motion, and we launch shuttle and then cut engines immediately, so we are very small and very quiet. Maybe no one even see us go over to other ship.
That's what I was thinking as well, which is why I asked the GM if we have some sort of cloaking device on this here vessel.
I think that would be the jammer. Seems like that would be like your sort of cloaking device. I'm just having another look at the list here.
We don't have a jammer, right? To be clear.
Right.
That was
right.
Just something we were joking about. Okay. But I would tend to agree with Stez there, Captain. I think it would be a good call to just kill power to the ship, and then that way we'll be pretty hard to find.
Because Hack is right. Cloak would be ideal, but we don't have cloak. But if we cut all power,
does it work as
quiet as possible.
Is there really like a, like, can we make the ship invisible as opposed to like just jamming?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think so.
That's what I was wondering if that was a thing.
I think you guys would know that, like, if you guys aren't running any like engines or if there's no radio tachyon burst transmissions, then it would be difficult for another ship to.
Yeah, I gotta imagine that most people rely on scanners, right?
And don't get me wrong, like, if they look in that direction, they would absolutely see it. But, like, if we don't give them any reason to look, then that might be a good move.
Also, for the record, Corey, we don't have tachyon burst. That's an upgrade that you need to get.
No, it comes with the escape pod, though, which means that, like... Oh, but you're right, it is an upgrade. But that's interesting that our escape pod has a distress... But it's only a distress beacon, not full
that's
communications,
right. That's
I guess.
Right.
That's fair,
tachyon
yeah.
distress beacon.
But you're right.
Yeah, I was just trying to come up with something that wasn't radio because there's definitely
that's amazing though.
There's definitely a better.
It's called Bradio.
Honestly, it would probably be something like
space radio
or like X-ray transmissions or something. Something.
Oh yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
So Sirius XM.
Yeah, exactly.
Sponsored by Sirius XM.
Get out of Sirius.
It's an opportunity.
They do podcasts, so maybe one day.
Yeah.
So is that what the plan is? You guys are shuttling over there?
Yeah.
Although we're not shuttling, we're doing epic. Hack is specifically is going to do epic calculations, though. we're gonna coast.
Okay.
I'd like to make sure before we leave, though, that I feel secure in, like, the fighter aren't going to find our ship. So that's my only concern.
Well, sorry, just to clarify, GM, like, how many are there, like, a lot of asteroids around here? Like, is it enough that it's like there's some kind of obscuring force? I was picturing like a sparse asteroid field, but if that's incorrect,
then like we cleared some out of the middle, and then Hack flooped right into the and so I personally pictured it as like a little more asteroid cover, but I don't know if that's what was going down, Mr. GM.
Right. So like in terms of real life distances, it is like kind of sparse. But in terms of like spatial distance, like interstellar distances, it is pretty crowded in here. It's almost like a real life example would be like a path that's like a little bit overgrown. Like some of the asteroids over time have like kind of clumped together, just like gravitationally, like attracted together in the middle of this path.
Right. Okay.
So it is a little bit more crowded in this area than it would be in just like a standard asteroid field.
And in theory, we're leaving some crew on the ship, so it wouldn't be like completely helpless. Like, obviously, we hope that they don't get spotted.
I'm a little more worried about being out there in our dinky shuttle.
Exactly. I feel like we have more dangerous job.
Captain, what do you say?
Yeah, we're in. We're on. We're going.
What do we always say before we venture out on one of these trips?
We all snap in time.
And we will never die. That's right, Captain.
Never will.
Yeah, someone says we will never die. Everyone else chimes in. Never have, never will.
And then Stash comes in with some people die, but hopefully not this time. Hopefully we
God
all
damn
live.
It, Stash.
What? I said hopefully we all live.
Yes,
I don't understand
realistic.
Your culture.
Yes, that's the realist.
And then I figure there's like a quick montage where we all just like arm up and everyone's like putting their rifles on their back and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
So everybody's bringing their rifles and stun batons with them.
Notably, a rifle is a bulky weapon, so I don't think.
Well, see, my question there is, so for the battle armor and hard suit, does it mean bulky to wear it or bulky to carry it? Was my curiosity there, right?
Right. It doesn't seem like it should be bulky to wear it.
The game also does say, but more than one bulky item may hinder you at times for this one.
Right. I think that would be
it's a bit confusing.
Like in gravity, it would hinder you. But since we're just like floating around, I think it would be fine if you had an extra bulky item.
Okay. Well, it's not for me. It's mostly I was wondering about the rifle plus the flamethrower, just like straight up carrying both of those.
Well, that
things.
One might matter. Oh, that one might matter though. Well, it's up to the GM, obviously, but I was more curious about the hard suit. So, like, are you saying hard suit, though, does not count as our bulky item? We can still carry another one?
Not unless you're going...
Unless it's, like, high gravity.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, sorry, you have to clear it. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Cool.
But like, wielding a flamethrower and a rifle, I don't think would work, because it's just, like, one arm, two arm sort of thing.
Well, just that hindered die roll.
Yeah, you can dual-wield shotguns, but only D4s.
But isn't it hindered to, like, everything or something? Either way, though, I feel like two rifles and a flamethrower three rifles and a flamethrower is still a pretty good mix. So I'm not necessarily worried.
Dr. Fox would grab a rifle and, like, strap it on, and then... But he'd be carrying his trank gun, because he's always carrying his trank gun.
Good.
And also, I want to set up my mapper that I got from my survey pack.
Cool.
Just to like kind of map out this area as best I can, recognizing that asteroids are mobile. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how a mapper would work in space.
Oh,
considering everything moves. But anyway.
But you think you could, like, I assume, like, with your navigation or something, you could, in theory, like, figure out how fast is the ship moving, how fast is the asteroid moving, you know, kind of.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a. I think that's a. That's probably a tracking, or maybe it's a navigation roll. I don't know.
I'm not sure, actually. Navigation was my guess, but yeah, no idea.
Yeah, for the mapper, I think that would be tracking.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, for mapping specifically, I guess, and that's helping me with this trajectory. Is that what you're saying, Corey?
Right.
Okay. Either way, they're both D8, so I don't know why I was...
True. Nice.
Corey, I'm still sort of working this out in my head, but I was wondering if I could have a small, ineffectual, all for flavor, two halves of two different animals combined. Like, that's... Is that...
Like an animal ridiculous? Companion?
Yeah, do you mean like
just like on the ship?
Yeah, but like not like ineffectual.
Yeah, like why not?
I will never, you know.
Which kind
like,
of animals?
Yeah, like pirate.
I don't know.
Pirate ships have like cats on them or whatever. I think that's reasonable.
Can it be a rabbit and a cat mixed together? Because that's hilarious. Like a cat that has a bunny's bottom half.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
But bunny ears as well.
And yeah, bunny ears grafted on, but
I still don't understand why you carry around that thing that's two halves of things that foxes eat. I don't get it.
Because Mark here is the only thing I've ever loved, Hack.
I don't get
it. Plus, to be fair, he eats mice very efficiently. He hops rather quick. I like. This is good.
Sometimes I use him as a decoy.
Is somebody helping me with my mapping?
I would, actually, if you ask. I would absolutely offer to help, yeah.
I think there's a lot going on here, and I'm a little nervous about these fighter ships.
Yes, we should be careful. I will come help. Make sure we measure twice, cut once, so to speak.
Staz, you are very distracting. I got two... the snake eyes with a D8 and a D6.
Oh, no way. Okay, so yeah, you can't really... Like, these asteroids are, like, kind of bumping into each other a little bit. Yeah, it's hard for you to get a good reading on a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. These things are moving too fast. I think if we're going to try this, we're going to have to try a Hail Mary, but I don't know that this is going to work.
Stas kind of sighs and goes, "All right, classic grounder. Always saying space move too fast."
I love it up here. You shut the fuck up. We both hate planets the same.
Really? You hate planets? And Stas immediately likes Hack, like, way more already.
Sorry, I spoke too quickly. I should have considered. You left planets for a reason, maybe. I misjudged you too quickly, Mr. Heck.
But look at it out there. It's a minefield.
You're right. This actually is fairly tricky field. You know what, though? I don't worry. I feel if we go... Worst case scenario, we can try to radio ship. We know channel. There will still be people on board.
I don't know if this would work with Hack's tracking role, but can Dr. Fox like step up to the console and try and like electronic his way into scanning like where we need to go? I don't know if that works. Or makes any sense at all.
Is there a ship?
You guys probably have like some sort of reader of nearby objects, or is that an upgrade?
It's unclear. There's a couple things that are kind of that upgrade. I was wondering that myself.
Well, it says deep space. It says our sensors discern between large objects in nearby space.
I think these are nearby enough that they would be considered large on this scale.
Nice. Cool.
So yeah, if you want to give me an electronics roll to read the sensor readout, basically.
I got a 5.
Okay, yeah. So you, with the help of the ship's computer, you can kind of determine a decent trajectory that would safely avoid all the asteroids.
Hack, I think if you sort of go this way and then. Just slightly to the left, you might be able to swing it.
And I look at this mess I've created on this piece of paper.
goddamn computers put me out of work. I fucking hate these goddamn things. Yeah, that'll work fine.
I turn off my comm for a second and say, you know, you say that, but it's always good to have both. You ever see what happened when computer go down? It can get very messy.
Oh man, don't you start with me, Staz. I was just beginning to hate you.
Don't worry, we will be fine. This is why it is good to have both skill. Electronic, but also mechanical.
Making me feel good about myself. God damn it.
Staz is confused by that last one, so he just doesn't respond. He's kind of like, okay.
Yes. And I go prep the shuttle.
Awesome. So you guys all load into the shuttle with your equipment?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I say bye to Mark the cat rabbit before.
Okay.
The cabot.
I say bye to my posse.
they snap in return.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you said posse. I thought you said possum. It's like, when did we establish that you have a possum?
I have a possum.
But she keeps it far away from Dr. Fox, so it just stays a possum. She doesn't want possum. Any possum cross.
So it's so it both stays a possum and also doesn't get eaten by
me?
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, bit of both.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys climb into the shuttle and sort of turn the engines on for a brief moment to launch away from this asteroid. If either Captain Audacity Grim or Hack Bogard wants to give me a stealth roll, I guess it is held because everybody's kind of working together to try and be stealthy. Everybody worked together to come up with a plan.
No use.
When we launch our shuttle out of the ship, can it make just the tiniest, most comical fart noise as it ejects?
Absolutely, it can.
That's perfect. Okay. That's what we're going for too. Like we're literally trying to just fart out the minimum thrust like required. So that's perfect.
Yeah, we built that into this.
yeah, that was actually just a noise that Grim added.
Yeah, I ordered this be done.
Captain, if you'd like to do the honors.
You know, I'm all about stealthy. Rolling things I'm terrible at, so yes, I will do that. What happens if I don't have a check in something?
Then it's just a D6.
Just a 6, D6.
But it is help, so you take roll 2 and take the highest.
Okay, that is going to be a 5. I got a 5 and a 3.
Nice. So your shuttle farts out the tiniest amount of fuel allowable to accelerate it. And you slowly make your way towards this mystery ship. I suppose you'll need to fart out a little bit more to kind of maneuver your way into into the docking. I'm going to say it's like a standard thing. You don't really need to roll for that.
Just an echo fart.
Just an echo fart.
I'm just picturing like re-parallel parking 400 times.
Just yelling out directions at each other.
Yeah.
No, turn it down. God damn it, Grim.
All right, so you guys dock on this ship. Who's leading the way?
Audacity is certainly the type to lead the way.
All right. So Audacity...
I like how you put it on her, not you.
It's a role-playing game.
Yeah.
This is an aspirational character.
I think Dr. Fox is close to the front of the party on, like, the ground missions, like, Trank Gun out.
Okay, sweet. And what are the other two doing?
I
think maybe Stas might go last, but as a like protect the rear kind of thing, not that he's worried. But
yeah,
like he knows that sometimes you gotta have someone paying attention behind you.
Rifle out?
And I
absolutely.
Yeah, oh for sure. Yeah.
100%. Yeah, I'm rifle out also in front, and I look back at Stas, point to Dr. Fox and Captain Grimm and say,
gotta have the intimidation up front. Those guys look scary as hell.
Actually, you know what? Sorry, no, Stas actually doesn't necessarily... He has his rifle shouldered, actually. What am I saying?
Okay, so it's out, but not...
Sorry. Like, out, but not, like, ready. That might have been unclear, I realized. But yeah, no, he has it out, but on, like, over his shoulder. Because I feel like until we confirm some kind of hostile intent, I don't want to be walking around aiming at him.
Yeah, and actually, I'd on that note, I'd have my pistol in hand at my side. Like finger in the holster kind of a thing.
Yes, and my pistol, I assume, is holstered as well, yeah.
But for the record, when Hack is like, gotta have the intimidation up front, Dr. Fox like cocks his Trank gun, which I'm assuming is like an absolutely tiny gun with like a pink and green feathered tranquilizer dart, like clearly visible.
Yeah, the dart's definitely visible. It's like this like glass tube with a weird like yellow green liquid.
Nice. Yeah.
Audacity gives an approving nod, like understands the power of a Trank gun.
All right, so Captain Audacity Grimm, you open the airlock on your shuttle. You put your hands on the airlock to the ship, and that's where we're going to end our session.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, 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 oh.
Well, now, hang on. This is even more bullshit. How the hell would they pull a floop rat maneuver while underwater?
I understand that you're having some trouble with the concept of outer space there, Jimbo. But I can assure you that a floop rat maneuver in an asteroid field is a highly effective tactic, despite the high risk, of course.
Now hold on for just 1 minute, Mr. Storyteller. Why do they call it an asteroid field? Fields are open. They should just call it, like, a space forest.
A lot of us do, actually. That's why people like to camp out there. They're forests of the stars.
Oh, I'm not much of one for travel and new experiences, but I suppose that sounds kind of cozy. I worry it wouldn't be, like, you know, colorful enough, though.
Now. Color is a luxury that not all can afford. Gray gets the job done, though. Gray's reliable. Gray's simple. Gray's neither black nor white. It's gray.
Yeah, gray is great, I get it, but I would like to hear the end of that story. I really want to know what's on the other side of that door.
Wow, Bob, rude. He was describing the color gray.
Listen, Jim, I'm sorry. I know it might be weird for you that I'm actually interested in a story for once, so, Mr. Girk, please get on.
I'm sure he meant you were being rude for rushing me. And definitely not, because he's annoyed that someone is telling an exciting story for once. Now let me tell you what happened.